Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about a refund that you promised, but I think it might have been solved, but I'm just a little confused. So maybe you can check my account to see whether it's all right. The amount was supposed to be $79.36 would be the refund for the goods, and so that was agreed to. But I kept looking for that number, but it might have worked in a different way. But can I give you what information do you need for me to have you check it?
No, sir. Are you, I mean, no, ma'am. Are you Dale Glabach?
Yes,
Glabach?
you got me right off the bat, right?
Okay. Well, can you verify that address for me, please, for security purposes?
Yeah, 24681 Park Lawn, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237.
It does say here on the 6th of this month, you started two free 14-day trials. The smartness tracker, fitness tracker, and another smartness fitness tracker. Sorry, you paid a charge of $5.97 for shipping and handling, and $4.97 for shipping and handling. You got the replacement color straps for $19.98, the lifetime warranty, and a premium airline.
Slow down, that's good. But I'm glad you gave me all that. But the only thing I remember, when did I do this? What was the date that I ordered all these? It was an accident. I understand that. But what was
The
the date?
sixth.
No, it should be the same. What?
On the 6th of this
Oh,
month.
the sixth. Oh, okay, the sixth. Because
And it.
that'll help. Because what happened was they told me that everything showed up. And she says, well, we're going to try to stop it, but it's best to wait till the next day because there's one item that I wanted to go through. And so sure enough, I got that item, which is the one that, that I wanted. That was the one I was actually ordering, the one thing I was ordering. And then the other one, I kept mistakenly thinking I was just getting to my cart and not adding anything to it. I just kept saying, no, I just want to pay the bill. But every time I press it, I guess it added another thing, item on. But
Well,
anyway,
Mr. Dillard,
here's the point. I don't want to go into that again. But the thing is, it showed up all those items. And then they told me, well, we were going to try to stop it before you get charged for all those items. But it went through. And so, therefore, we're going to give you a refund instead and to wait. And so, this is now around the deadline time for the refund. But it was expressed to me that I'd see this refund for 79. What was it again? 79, no, 36, and I kept never seeing that, and that's why I called.
Yes,
But then I
sir.
realized, now that you say the six, if I look back on the six, those items I think have vanished. So maybe they did manage to erase them all, in which case they never came out of my account after all, because otherwise they'd show up on the bank. But see, now that you gave me that date, I've got my bank app right now. And I'm going to check right around the sixth to see if they're still there. And if it shows no deductions from my account or anything, well, then they did it a different way. They just somehow voided them all out.
Well, sir, it does
Is that
say here
correct?
that you got every refund back, the $4.97, the $19.98, the $5.97, the $19.95, the $28.99, and we also sent you a refund confirmation email to your email, and that is our proof that we refunded you.
Oh,
So it's
sure.
out of our hands now,
Okay,
and it is,
that's fine. Tell me the
you have
date of
to.
that information. Don't I'm just gonna, I agree with you, but I'd just like to at least see it so I don't feel that something's wrong. I know it sounds like, yeah, I'm not, don't be defensive. I'm not saying that you did it wrong, but I could place it back. And so yeah, so if, now if I go to the sixth, the date of the sixth, March 6th. It used to show them there as having been taken out, but it sounds like what you did is a little different. Instead of giving me a one check as a refund, you just deducted them all somehow, and they don't even show up. I don't think they show up. Oh, wait, am I getting towards the sixth? Okay. Yeah. See, I don't have any. Yeah, I don't have any charges coming through. As a matter of fact, no charges coming through on that day, the fifth, sixth. On March 6th, so that you must have voided them. Is that what happened? Voided them one at a time. Each one got voided.
Correct, and
And
you're going to have to get in touch with your financial institution if you do not see that on your account. It is out of
but
our
then it
hands
shows,
now.
it shows nothing. It shows absolutely nothing. Like it's never, that could never happen. which means, of course, that no money was taken out because it used to show the item subtracting from my balance each time. But all those items vanished, so it's just as if it would never happen at all. So that's the same. That's good. That's the same thing as a refund, in a sense. So I think that if I see, but God, if you told me it was a six, if I would have seen those things that took on my team, then I would have been upset. But no, there's nothing there on the six. So you must have just. So you say you did it one at a time. Each thing vanished. And that's good. All right. And the confirmation you sent was when again? I'm just going to like just to see that. It helps me read it. What was the confirmation you sent?
No.
You're talking about the refund confirmation email?
Yeah, when you said
thank
that.
Thank you. But I'm sorry, I was speaking to someone else. But yes, you got that sent to the email akimamyheart@gmail.com.
Okay, and when was that?
The 6th.
On the 6th, it showed all the items there, and it said that there's a refund pending. But then, in other words, all of a sudden it went through and it erased them all. They said it was the one that said it was going to happen. But later on when I called, they said, well, you have to wait for so many days before you actually get the refund. And so I was waiting. They told me when I called, they said, well, you have to wait longer because that just shows that they're planning on giving you a refund. But so I was misled. Someone called and said, well, you got to wait 10 days or something. And then I was waiting for today, but you're saying that it just disappeared. Okay.
No. We refunded it to you if it has been 5 days. So you're going to have to get in touch with your financial institution to see what's going on.
If it happened 5 days after the 6th, it happened on the 11th?
No, it takes 3 to 5 business days to get refunded into your account. It is past.
Right. All right. It happened on the 6th. That's when I ordered it. And it takes 5 days again. All right, so it should have happened around the 11th.
And it's past the 11th.
Yeah, I know, but I never saw a check for $78, $79. But I think it's because you did it a different way. Because it wasn't in the form of, what did I just say? Oh, 7 days after. You said 5 days. 5 days after the 6th would be the 11th. There, I'm going to say, sorry, the 11th. Let me go back to the 11th. Yeah. 11th. No, it doesn't show anything happening on the 11th. But I think it does show that the things that were listed there were taken out of my account originally, that those things that were pulled out now vanished from my account, like the ones there. So that is but that was 5 days later you sent the confirmation letter. Is that right?
Yes.
So I should get a confirmation letter on the 11th to Ekimihart. Is that right? That's the date.
Yes.
Okay, I'll check to see my Gmail. I must have missed that. All right, Ekimihart. I can do that actually. It is Ekimihart. Okay, great. And then I just go 6 and 11. I don't want to scroll down the emails. I can move through the emails.
All right, well, sir, we are at a high call volume. Mm-hmm. And if you have any other questions, the financial institution should answer them because you're saying they disappeared and you're saying you didn't get an email and you're saying it didn't.
I'm checking now because it takes a while to open my account to see whether I got an email. So I'm right now scrolling through March 11th and that will probably be fine. No, I'm now at. Yeah, do not impress her. You could have gone in a spam folder at June. It might have gone into a spam folder because it was purchases. Maybe I should look at my spam folder because I don't see it on March 11th on my Yakimi account that I got an email. But I'll go.
Yes, it'll be in spam.
Well, it will be in spam, and it's very important to know. All right, now I can quickly check it, and there it is. Yes, score check. It says score check, TransUnion. Only got one email on my spam on March 11th.
Well, it says here you got five. They emailed you five times telling you your refund is on its way.
Oh.
Board confirmation email.
And it was sent on March 11th?
No, March 6th.
Oh, the day it happened.
Yes, that's why you asked me what date the email was sent, and I said the 6th.
Well, that's the only email. It was on the same day. But then you said you have to wait 5 days to get it. Oh,
the,
that email.
The refund, not the email.
Oh, the email was okay. I got to make sure. I thought the refund was the notice of the money coming in. Oh, that was just telling me that it was going to happen, but it was going to be 5 days later. Well, okay. That sounds reasonable then. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.